The table talk that I intended to give is not the table talk I'm going to give this morning in light of recent events. Brother Bobby has stated this set of words twice now, and it's resonated in my head every time that he said it, the two times. Earlier this week, I believe it might have been last week, and he said it again this morning in his sermon. It gave the example of the high priest laying hands on the animal for the person that needed the sacrifice and then killing the animal. I hunt. And whenever I take down some sort of game, the thought in my mind is I want a clean kill. I don't want the animal to suffer. I'm a humane hunter. But there is a distinct difference in hunting for sustenance, hunting for your daily needs, and the killing of an animal in that way that Brother Bobby described. There was needful, according to the Word of God, the law of God, that sacrifice had to be made. Whenever you're purposely killing this animal for something that you have done, it changes the perspective drastically. The Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians 11, verse 28 says, Let a person examine himself, then and so eat the bread and drink of the cup. For anyone who eats and drinks without discerning the body eats and drinks judgment unto himself. The song that we just sang was kind of the deciding factor of me changing my table talk this morning. I thought about giving this table talk, and then I decided I was going to change it. But now I'm back to this one. This is going to sound weird, and that's all right. Tim does this all the time. Oh, where am I going with this? We have chickens. Wow, that seems really out there, doesn't it? Okay. We have a rooster, and it's henpecked, and it's not living a very good life. I've seen this chicken, this stupid little bird. It's been, since a little chick, fuzzy little butt, little chick. And I know it's probably better off if I kill it. When you have a personal relationship with something like that, it changes the perspective entirely. We have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. And when we sing that song, I'm the One, we examine ourselves today whenever we partake of these emblems. If there is not a heaviness on your heart, there's something wrong with the examination that you are doing this morning. We must examine ourselves and remember that it is Christ Jesus that died in my place, in your place. He is quite personal. We know him because we have seen and read his words. We have heard them spoken from the pulpit. We have an intimate relationship with our Lord and our Savior. And when you sing the words, "I'm the one," how can that not be a heavy weight on your heart? We have sinned and we have fallen short of the grace of God. It is His free gift that He gives it to us, that He laid down His life willingly in my place. That is what we are to examine this morning as we partake of these emblems. Clear your mind of any other thoughts except our Lord and our Savior and what He has done for you, that no other person, no other sacrifice could be made that would equal what He has given. Keep your mind on these things as we partake of the bread and the cup.